Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think this is a massive mistake by the New York Knicks.
I would have done it as well. I would have fired him. And I've talked about this for a while now. I said it was either Cat or Tom Thibodeau. And based on the contract and based on the commitment to Karl Anthony Towns, I thought it would be easier to get rid of Tom Thibodeau. See, there's obviously several different conversations here. And I think for me, I easily crossed the bridge of appreciating Tom Thibodeau, recognizing that he was very good, and I'll always respect him. I mean, that man is a lifelong Nick, period. End of conversation. But the other thing that I absolutely know is that he has not grown enough as a coach to keep his job for a team that wants to win a championship. I watched multiple teams destroy his team in pick and rolls. I watched multiple teams obliterate them all year from the three-point stripe. I watched multiple teams, particularly the Pacers, get up and down and score a bucket 5-4 seconds after the Knicks score. There was just too many breakdowns for me. I don't think there's a next level with Tom Thibodeau. I really never have. It hurts. It sucks. I feel for him, but it's the right move.
Okay, next level, right? And that's where, to me, you get yourself in danger here, where the Knicks come out and Leon Rose basically said it. Their one goal is to win a championship. When you start having the one goal like that, one-track mind, championship, 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 it sounds great. Mm. That's what everybody wants to hear. Yeah, go win a championship. That's not the right way to operate. How many more layers could Tom Thibodeau go? He got 2 wins from the Eastern Conference Finals. Let me put it this way. If the Knicks didn't have an all-time epic collapse in Game 1, which, by the way, wasn't Tom Thibodeau's fault, if they didn't have that collapse, do you think that they win this series against the Pacers?
Probably.
Right. And if they probably win that series, do you think Tom Thibodeau gets fired?
Unless they would have gotten swept and looked completely, you know, non-competitive, I think he probably would have been back as well. But I think that there's some stuff that, like, I think this is a lot boiling here. I don't know that it's just X's and O's. I think there's maybe some personality clashes or some unclear roles or just some, you know, some heads kind of banging against each other. I think behind the scenes, I think it's a little bit messier than anybody really knew. We focused on like the schematics for the most part. Outside of Mikal Bridges questioning the amount of minutes that he played. Remember that? When he dropped 40-something points, the Portland game, he responded great to that. So that little controversy was snuffed out. I just don't think it's been as harmonized as some people think behind the scenes.
That might be true, and there were some seeds that were planted, whether it's Zerbiak, whether it is the guys, you know, bickering on the bench or whatever. You heard about the stuff with Bridges, with Hart, with Karl Anthony Towns. But is that all of a sudden Tom Thibodeau's fault? Or is that maybe the new players that they brought in? Like, who the hell's Mikal Bridges to be calling the shots? Karl Anthony Towns? What? The way he played? He's not Patrick Ewing. If Patrick Ewing said something, I'd stand by it.
No, he did when he got Don Nelson fired.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bingo. Did. And he was right. Don Nelson was a fool with the New York Knicks. He didn't know what he was doing here with the Knicks, and Van Gundy was better. Jalen Brunson is the leader of this team. He's the captain of this team. What do they have to say about Tom Thibodeau? So I'm not disagreeing that there might have been some bickering and some confusion, but they made Tibbs the focal point of the blame. They made him the scapegoat. That's why I think it's a major mistake.
I got that. And I've heard that a lot. I think that's a fairly common reaction because Tom Thibodeau is incredibly respected. It's not like he was some schlep who was lazy, didn't win, you know, punched the clock. Like, I think we all know, I think some of his obvious coaching limitations, which, by the way, became, for me, more and more clear in the last year or so as the NBA really fully changed. He just didn't or can't adapt. But I don't think there's a single Knicks fan who's not appreciative and not very aware that this guy had his hard hat on 15 hours a day. There's never, he's not playing golf. He's not out late. He's not, you know, he's not, he was, I don't know that you could be more committed to your job than Tom Thibodeau, which to me, while that's a very good compliment, and I want to make sure that I recognize that, particularly today, that's also more evidence for me, Sal, that there's not a next level. Because if you're that immersed in your job, and I know that he is, scouring film, talking to people, trying to implement stuff, and it looked worse and worse and worse and worse, I got to look at you and I got to say, unfortunately, that you're not you're not the right coach to lead this team forward. I stand by it. I believe it with every sense and every ounce of my basketball sensibility. He's just not a championship coach. He's almost 70. Where's the evidence that he is?
Because he didn't win a title?
Yeah.
Andy Reid was not a championship coach until he went to Kansas City, and now he's one of the great coaches ever.
Yeah, but in football,
it's
a little...
In Philadelphia, they were saying the same thing. How's it different?
Well, because you can't win in the NFL a Super Bowl without a quarterback. That's historically proven.
Well,
where the Raptors won without an all-time great player. I mean, there's been some more
Kawhi
examples
Leonard,
in the NBA.
I mean, you're talking about star players. Well, look at Tom Thibodeau's star players. I agree with you on that. They need a star player. So what, Mike Malone is a better head coach?
I don't think he's getting the job.
Oh, I'm just saying, is he a better head coach because he won a championship? I can make the argument that he's worse than Tibbs because he's failed more often than not with the best player in the world. Where Tom Thibodeau has Jalen Brunson, turned him into a superstar, and Carl Anthony Towns, who is a losing player.
Yeah, well done with the little hesitation there. I got you. All right, so we all know Tom Thibodeau. What's his background?
What is his background?
Well, defensive coach.
I put defense,
yeah,
right? Is there anybody? Now, this, to me, is what you have to ask yourself. And I'm not trying to convince anybody, honestly, but if you're not sure, did they do the right thing? Did they overreact? What's behind this? And again, we'll flush all through it. But if you're not really sure, ask yourself the simple question. Offensive or defense? We all know it's defense. You can't stop the pick and roll. You can't stop transition. You can't stop three-point shooting. What can you stop?
But they were a good defensive team with Tom Thibodeau.
Well, but they weren't
like
as good.
As recently as last year.
I know, but Sal, the NBA's changed a lot. And here's the other problem with Tom Thibodeau. When what you hang your hat on forever, and that is a defensive acumen and prowess and, you know, all those things that are without compromise. You're playing defense or you're not playing for me. And I love that he's got that old school gene to him. But to me, as his defensive whatever kind of regressed a little, there's not an ounce of offensive innovation in that man's body. And when I look at that, I'm like, all right, he's not bringing the offense, that's for sure. And the defense isn't what it was. I'm willing to take the chance. Now, I'm also very aware that this could lead to a massive regression and another dark chapter in Knicks history. I'm willing to take that chance because I don't think he's a championship coach. And before right. I die, I'd like to win a championship.
Right, but how many coaches have they gone through that haven't even been good coaches, let alone championship? That's my point. I give you credit, and I give the Knicks credit for being proactive, right? And we could get into the reasons why they made this move, who made the move, all that. We will do
There's
that.
There's a lot. We will.
Okay. But they clearly made this move, and along with that thinking that they believe. They said it. I mean, Leon Rose came out and said it. We want a championship.
Well, he wrote it. And by the way, Leon, can you speak to your fans? It is appalling. I don't mean to jump on it. I don't want to lose that thought. It is appalling that the New York Knicks, and I'm really defending Tom here, cannot put themselves in front of a camera, and I don't mean with an orchestrated interview by Mike Breen or Alan Hahn, and I like both of them, and it's not their fault, to look the Knicks fan in the eye and to also show Tom Thibodeau the respect rather than some, you know, some words that mean nothing on a sheet of paper. Like, I don't understand why the Knicks, and I love what they've done the last couple of years, but the way they comport themselves in times of stress or in times of confusion, it's really unacceptable. No other team should be able to get away with that. It's nonsense. Tom Thibodeau deserves better. Tom Thibodeau at least deserved to see Leon Rose in front of a mic with 20 or 50 reporters asking him questions and getting legit answers. And he can. And I'll tell you what, Stephen A. Smith said it best. He called him a coward. That is a cowardly move by the Knicks to hide. They ducked and they hid and they didn't show Tom Thibodeau.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All the respect that, and I said that he should be fired, that he earned. He earned more than that. That was weak by the Knicks.
But how do we know that they're not going to? Now,
because they never speak to us.
I understand that they never do, but it was the day of. They made the decision yesterday. Obviously, somebody had to release some kind of statement.
They're not going to have a press conference. Take it to the bank. The first time we'll see, I promise, Leon Rose on the garden floor, Mike Breen. But again, that's a different topic. I just had to say that because that is ridiculous.
Now I forgot what I was saying.
Well, we disagree. Yeah. You really think that the Knicks made a mistake?
Yeah, but there was something else that I was going to get to. When you're talking about firing him because you don't singularly believe he could be the guy that could win you a championship, that's a very fine line. He is a guy that has been proven to build programs up, and forget about even what he did prior, although that's a part of his resume. We saw firsthand what he did here when the endless guys that they hired, endless, for 20 years, 25 years, since Jeff Van Gundy walked out the building. Guy after guy comes in, great coach, great resume, historic guy, Phil Jackson, Larry Brown, Mike Woodson, Fizdale, first-time guys, Derek Fisher, Jeff Hornacek, all these guys. And they were awful! You finally found a guy that built this thing up the right way, had a sustained, successful team. That should be the goal. Not chasing a championship. Yes, we all know it's about a championship, obviously, but it starts with having sustained success. That's what Thibodeau built. Now they're getting away from it for the singular reason, in their words, to win a championship. You better hire somebody who is a no doubt about it, bona fide championship head coach. And I don't see Phil Jackson available. Not that I want him at this point. See Pat Riley coming here to coach this team.
Uh-huh.
Where is that guy?
Well, they better have that answer. And I think that that's one of the many things that we need to probe deeper into. I'm with you on that. Like, if this was an impulsive, you know, just response by James Dolan, which I don't think it was, by the way, from him. I think this really was Leon Rose.
We could get to that. Yeah.
I know, for sure. But if like it was like an old George Steinbrenner, middle of the night, send this guy to AAA Columbus because he made an error in the seventh inning against the Texas Rangers. I mean, that is just ridiculous. That is childish, and that is unacceptable. That's not what this was. I also don't believe that, and you used the term, and they did as well, chasing championships. See, to me, chasing championships is throwing bad money at players who are either done or not it. There's a fine line between having a coach who's really good and saying he's not good enough to win a championship. That's my fine line, and I own it, and I live by it, and I don't think he's that guy. And I'm well on the record going back basically this entire year, okay? But I also think that when you do have a built-in infrastructure at this point, all because of Tom Thibodeau, no doubt. Props. I do believe that when you recognize internally that you've got the wrong coach to win the championship, it's different than chasing a championship. You know what I mean? It is a recalibration. It is an awakening. And it is a reaction to the horrendous coaching job that Tom Thibodeau did in Game 1 of the Pacers series in many instances this year where I'm watching this team and I'm saying, Jesus Christ, can you get a stop? Can you get a stop? Can you run back on defense? Can you protect the rim? I don't need to yell all day about it. I'm sorry. I'll probably start yelling about something else later. Bottom line is this. I love that guy. And I hate that it came to this. And that man is a Knick for life. And there will be always universal, massive respect toward that man. Right move.
And they'll love him even more once the failure comes following, when nobody ends up winning a championship. Something that hasn't happened since 1973. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Adam is in South Jersey starting us off. What's up, Adam?
Oh, my God. BT, you couldn't be wrong. More wrong than you are now. And I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Okay.
For 25 years, I watched garbage, hot garbage, with everyone they threw out there. They didn't know how to do anything right. They had no culture. They had off-court problems. Let me tell you what Tibbs did. Not only did he come in and first establish culture, then he made them a good team. Then he made them a contender and made them relevant. And this is a knee-jerk reaction to losing to a team they felt they should beat. And the biggest point about this is something Sal just said. Unless you already know Mike Malone is coming.
He's not.
Unless you have it in your back pocket, you are beat. You are not getting someone better, and this team will regress.
Well,
and this is my final point on this one second before you retort to me.
Go ahead.
Call Anthony Towns. Is it Thibodeau's fault that he plays no defense?
No. No, it's not.
Sorry, Adam.
It's not. But I don't know that he was deployed properly, and that could be Tom, and that would be Tom Thibodeau's fault, but I'll let true basketball coaches determine that. All I know is I've said it a million times, three-point line, protecting the rim, transition defense, pick and roll. I mean, I can't give you four more basic staples of, forget about NBA, high school defense, and the Knicks against the Pacers, at least, were deplorable in every aspect. Now, there is a difference between dating somebody and marrying somebody. Generally, you date somebody because you think you might love them, or, well, I mean, if you stay with them for a little bit. And I might fall in love with them. I could be in love with them. I might want to marry them. I might want to have children with them. And then something happens. You're like, nah, not for me, for whatever reason, okay? The awakening, the realization occurs. Could be 6 months in, could be six dates in, could be 6 years in, all right? But when you marry somebody, that is an acknowledgement of, that person is perfect for me. Even with their imperfections, because we all have them, that person is perfect for me. And up until now, Tom Thibodeau has been the perfect coach for the Knicks because he does everything and he implemented everything that we were begging them to implement. Accountability, toughness, defense, and culture. There's an expiration point on that for me.
Mark is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Mark?
Guys, I told myself after the Knicks lost I was going to take a few weeks from calling. You know I bring a lot of energy to it, but here we go. That didn't last too long. BT, we agree a lot, but I've actually never agreed with you more. I totally agree with you. You have to – I know it doesn't make great radio to fall in the middle, but I've kind of fallen in the middle here where I agree with the move. And I think anyone who's vehemently against it one way or the other doesn't understand. Even if you like Thibodeau, you have to realize there's an expiration date on it. And even if you hate Thibodeau, you have to understand the great things he did. At the end of the day, you know, I think it was the right move. And you know why I think it was the right move? Because of Leon Rose. Everyone keeps saying Thibodeau's what changed our culture. Thibodeau's the guy. And he is. He was a great coach. I'm not taking away from him. But who hired him?
Yep.
Who's the guy who has brought this all together? I trust Leon. So when we all say, well, look at the last 30 years and how our coaches have been then, I'm not worried about Mike Budenholzer. I'm not worried about, or not Mike Budenholzer.
Derek Fisher.
I'm not worried about Jeff Hornacek.
Phil.
Oh, don't give me that. That's irrelevant right now. I'm talking about Leon Rose has steered the ship. And just a quick tidbit. There's two guys I trust more than anybody NBA, Ian Begley and Stephon Bonnie. And if you listen to them, it sounds like it won't be the flashy move, which I agree with. You look at the trends in the NBA, whether it's Kenny Atkinson, whether it's Chris Finch. I don't even know the guy in OKC, his name. Mazzulla. I don't even know the guy in OKC's name. It's not the flashy moves. I've heard it's not going to be. I'm forgetting the guy's name in Denver.
Malone.
I'm sorry.
Malone. I don't think it's going to be Malone either. I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be Malone.
It can't be Van Gundy. Yeah. It can't be Jay Wright.
No.
You don't need to have the big name. Guys, I appreciate that.
But if that's it, thank you for the call, Mark. If that's the case, right, you don't need to have the big name, and I'm fine with that. You don't need to have the big name. Then how are you exactly, where's the proof that the next guy you hire is going to be a championship head coach? They didn't talk about program building. They didn't talk about sustained success. They didn't talk about making this roster better. And to me, the real reason why Tibbs got fired is because of Karl-Anthony Towns. And that's the bigger issue. Karl-Anthony Towns isn't the guy. So I don't care if you resuscitate Red Holtzman. He's not making Karl-Anthony Towns a championship player. So how am I supposed to believe when they say championship that Johnny Bryant is going to be that guy to make the Knicks a championship team?
You want the honest answer? There's no way to know that right now, 10:20 in the morning the day after they just fired Tom Thibodeau. There's no way. That is why, ultimately, this will be graded out once the move is made and once we see what they look like in terms of whatever the new coach implements differently. I know we want the answer now. For me, the only thing that I can react to is, and this has been my position really for a while with Tom Thibodeau, is do I think he's a championship coach? And my answer is, and not just today, you guys know this, it has always been no. And I've said many times, I'm very aware of this, like when somebody's going to be 70, a guy on the radio saying this guy should be gone because he's almost 70. I've never said that. What I pointed out is that the older you get and the more evidence on your resume.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That you're something that I don't think you are, it kind of supports the move that you can do something different. So I fully agree with the firing and moving on from Tom Thibodeau, though I have great respect for him. I really do, and I feel badly for him. But I'll tell you what, the next move better work out. Otherwise, the screaming that I was doing before, everybody else is going to be doing the screaming in a different direction.
Now, before we get to all that stuff, and there are going to be plenty of names that we could throw out there and have some fun with that conversation looking ahead, and many layers to this. One thing, BT, that I thought yesterday initially, you know, when I first hear this, I was shocked. And I'm thinking, this reeks of the owner at Madison Square Garden getting involved to a level where we've seen before, whether it was the Donnie Wall stuff and the Melo trade. That's kind of how I felt about it. Now, that was in the immediacy of it. And since then, not only the reports and reputable reporters out there, and then talking to people that I trust that know the Garden well, I do believe that Leon Rose made this decision first and foremost. Also, there were crumbs that would say that, where, you know, Leon Rose a couple of years ago, where there was talk, remember, where they got squashed by the Mavericks. I forget what it was. Ian Begley wrote about it today. But
was that when they collapsed the big lead you're talking about?
I think it was Brunson's first year.
Yeah, okay.
Where Tibbs might have been on the hot seat there. And if he were on the hot seat, it would have meant that Rose would have had to go with him. Because Leon Rose is not somebody that is going to bow down to Dolan. Like, he doesn't...
I agree with that.
He's got his money. Like, he doesn't need that. He's trying to build a winner here. And if he can't do things his way... Mm-hmm. Then maybe he'd just walk away. So I believe it's hard to believe that in the immediacy of it. And my gut is telling me that it had to be more than just that. But I think it's probably a combination. And Rose saying, I agree. Maybe Dolan saying, hey, you sure we got the right guy? I think maybe we can't. And then Rose saying, yeah, I believe that that's the case. Him and Roy West, whatever. So I do believe that this was mostly a Leon Rose decision.
I do too. Now, when you have to cut a $30 million check for somebody to no longer work for you, of course, the owner's going to come in and say yes or no with the final call. And that's what they owe him. His contract extension is not even yet kicked in. $30 million. He's going to get it all, and Dolan signing off on
but
that.
But then doesn't... See, that to me is where it doesn't add up. Before all these reports come out, before I start talking to people, the initial reaction is it has to be Dolan because it's not in line with Leon Rose and his relationship with Tibbs. It's not in line with the way that they've operated here. Obviously, the team has had success. They've continued to grow. Yeah, I can understand the thought, okay, well, they don't believe he's championship coach, can't get along with Towns, whatever it may be, or can't coach Towns. But they extended him for 3 years. Like, hasn't even kicked in. So why then do that? Why extend him for 3 years? Was that Rose just taking care of his buddy, being like, all right, we're going to give you the retirement bubble?
Honestly, maybe. I know that you say that kind of joking, but maybe. Listen, I think Kat's got a lot of blood on his hands here. I think he's got a lot of blood on his hands. Not that Carl Anthony Towns went to Rose and said, him or me, or poisoned the culture. I think Carl, while I think he's soft and a horrendous defensive player, I think he's a good guy, and I think he's a very good player. Certain things he does very well, but we've talked about what bothers us about him as a player, especially the last couple of days. I just think that there was it was a poor fit, and I think that Leon Rose values Carl Anthony Towns more than he does Tom Thibodeau, and at this point,
right.
I would probably agree with that. But here's I want to go back to something real fast. We'll get back to the calls, obviously. I find this very interesting. So there's really not much in the middle. This is a polarizing move. There's no doubt about it. Wrong move, absolute right move. Maybe a little shady gray for some, but it's boom or boom, right? For those who think it's the absolute wrong move, and I respect that, though I disagree, I find it interesting that when you called or even text or conversations I've had with my buddies, a lot of the responses are based on, well, they're either one, terrified of going back to the dark days, or two, they think it was unfair to fire a coach who brought back stability and created a culture which is now undeniable. It's a winning, successful, mm-hmm. accountable culture. And those things could be true. I don't hear anybody saying that guy's going to win us a championship. And that's all that matters. Like the people who
How do you know that though?
Well, I don't.
You don't know what that he's not going to, and I don't know what that he is going
no,
to.
No, no, I hear you, but I believe for sure. But I believe strongly enough to state into the most powerful microphone in the country in sports that he's not going to win a championship. And I've given you guys a multitude of reasons
right,
why
but nobody,
for the entire year.
But nobody,
and he's been coaching for 20-something years, and he's never won.
Okay.
I don't think, do you think anybody hires him? You think anybody hires
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I mean, that's a different conversation.
But I don't think that somebody will necessarily as a head coach. I think it's over for him.
Yeah, maybe, but
he aged out. He didn't change. He didn't get better.
Dude, he's won how many times you got to win 50 games?
I understand that, but 50 games is not a championship sound.
BT, who's the guy that they hire that you're going to say is going to win him a championship?
I'm not going to say that.
If your primary, because I don't think that's the number one reason why they fired Tom Thibodeau. I think it's a part of it going forward saying, well, he's not going to win us a championship with this group. It's not that Tom Thibodeau can't be a championship head coach, because whoever you pick off that list, and I want Jeff Van Gundy, I'm not saying this realistic, that's the guy that I want. He doesn't want a championship.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Jeff.
Okay,
I think I wouldn't want him.
So I want him. Oh, Mike Molinari, you won a championship. Great. He's also failed. Are you guaranteeing that he's going to win a championship?
No, no.
Okay, so it can't just be, well, Tibbs isn't a championship head coach. Well, who is?
Well, it's a belief that there's a next level in terms of adapting to this version of the NBA.
Well, no, or this team.
Well, so both, actually.
I believe,
because this team has to adapt to the new version of the NBA, which they so painfully could not do.
This is why I hate the move more than anything else. Aside from the obvious what Tibbs did and where they were from that, all that stuff. And then he's been proven to be a good head coach, and the next is an unknown. Nobody has any idea about it. They made this move because of Karl Anthony Towns. They made this move to accommodate Karl Anthony Towns because Tom Thibodeau couldn't coach Karl Anthony Towns. So then I volley back and say, okay, who can? Because I've watched Karl Anthony Towns play. Can you use him in a different way? I wanted to use him at the end of game two. They did not. And that was a mark against Tibbs. I would want to use him more on the perimeter. They did not. Mark against Tibbs. I want to see if that's how somebody's going to use him. And then is somebody going to come in here and make him be a better defensive player? I don't believe that that's the case. Is somebody going to come in here and clean him up offensively in his game? You know, down low around
no,
the
bed. Okay, no, I don't think so.
This is the Knicks didn't have a problem until they got Karl Anthony Towns in here. You want to add Bridges into
Well, they did have a problem. They weren't a championship team still.
Right.
So, and that is the ultimate goal. So,
nobody was calling for his job last year, even though they didn't have a championship team.
The injuries, and it was still a little bit early.
And
he wasn't so woefully outcoached. I mean, the last year's team went deeper than this year. Well, in terms of the Pacers.
Okay, so he did a great job coaching a lesser talented team last year, no?
Well, I would say so, and I gave him props for that.
Yeah.
But I would also then say that he then failed to be able to incorporate better players and more talent. You know, I don't think it's just Cat, although I do think there's blood on his hands, as I said. I also think that Mikal Bridges is a big piece of this. Now, whether he should or shouldn't be, that's obviously a very fair conversation. And it's a point of contention for a lot of Knicks fans because Bridges just was invisible too often. But for me, the best part, and this is a massive stain against Tom, and it's really one that, to me, if you're not sure if he should stay, this was more evidence why he should not. The best part, and this is not hyperbole, of the Pacers series was the revelation, the discovery, the uncovering of a bench. And guess what? It happened by accident. Not because the coach said, wow, I got Landry Shamet, I got this guy, I could do this. Literally, statistically speaking, the best parts of the Pacers series was the bench. And that man didn't even want to play anybody until he was forced to. That's problem number 9 with the coach.
Think about what you're saying, though. He should have played more Landry Shamet, more DeLon Wright.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the starters that Leon Rose brought in, the more talented starters that Leon Rose brought in.
Well, listen, I think that there's, I'm not saying Leon Rose is, you know, smelling like a rose today. But he's made some mistakes here. He's not firing himself. You're not getting rid of somebody who's got $55 million in the next 3 years. You're getting rid of the coach, and I'm okay with it.
It is not the head coach's fault that the starters that the president or general manager or whatever brought in didn't play well together. That's not his fault.
But it's his responsibility to get more out of it than he did.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Josh is in Rockland. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Hey, listen, I wanted to give a call in. Number one to say, in Leon Rose, I trust. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. Every move has been calculated. He has brought this team to relevancy by bringing in a lot of good players and a lot of good management, but he knows what he's doing. I don't see him making this move for nothing. I see this being a very calculated move. I think he's got something up his sleeve. I think that he's got something going on.
Yep.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Me too.
And also, I do think that one, I will say one knock, I have a few knock on Tibbs, but he can't develop a deep team. He doesn't play his rookies. This has been an issue for, you know, pretty much his whole career. Look at Kolek. Look at Dattier.
Yep.
And I'm not sitting here saying that they're the best players in the world,
you
but
guys
if he develops them a little bit more. If you developed them a little bit more during the year, they would have been a lot more useful during the playoffs. I think Kolek is a fantastic player. Dattier as well. He's good defensively. They could have had a better chance. They could have played a bigger role in the playoffs, and we could have gotten a little bit further, too.
Oh, my God.
Maybe even to the finals.
I agree.
Thanks for the call, Josh.
I do agree.
I can't, dude. Come on.
But what, let me ask you this, Sal.
Dattier and Kolek.
Well.
Huck Porty, yeah, I know. It's not about Carl Anthony Towns or Jalen Brunson not being good enough.
It is.
It's not about Bridges being good enough. It's about Shamet, Dattier, Kolek, Huck Porty. I mean,
listen, there's layers here. There's levels here for sure. But when you've been coaching for 20-something years and the word on, I mean, not even like the word in the back alley street, like, hey, Tom Thibodeau can't do this very well. Everybody that, you don't even have to know basketball, knows that he has an aversion to bench development. And player young player development and usage, that's not acceptable anymore. You know, this isn't 1986 where we got six players and that's all you need on the Celtics or the Lakers. You've got to have a bench. The game's quicker. There's more possessions. You run more. Statistically proven in terms of how many miles literally you run. Dude, they track this. It's a different game, and he has not. Sadly, he's either been too stubborn to evolve, or he does not have the capability to evolve. And I don't know which one it is, but it's one of the two, and that's enough for me.
Or, get this, crazy thought, or he doesn't have good enough players on the bench. Like, who's the Knicks' primary backup point guard?
I mean, that's...
Campaign.
Well, honestly,
and where was
it? Could have been Kolek, to the Calder's point. Oh, I'm telling you, nobody wants to hear about Tyler Kolek now. I get it.
I'm just saying, BT, it's supposed to be Campaign, and he's not good enough.
Campaign stinks.
Oh,
I know he
stinks. So is that Tom Thibodeau's fault that he didn't use Campaign enough?
No, I think he used him too much.
Yeah.
He should have gone to DeLon Wright earlier.
And DeLon Wright can't shoot.
And he could D it up. I mean, for somebody who can't shoot, the plus minus was favorable every game he played.
Think about what we're talking about here.
Well, but that's the little stuff that helps you win.
If you have good bench players, the Knicks don't because they went all in on their starting five, which wasn't good enough, which is nowhere near, to me, the head coach's fault.
But you keep telling me they're not good enough, but yet every game they outplayed the starters.
I do not believe the bench outplayed the starters.
Sal, they stabilized when they were on the precipice of getting blown out. They made sure they didn't, and more times than not, they extended leads. Like they played well.
No, what played well was not having Kat and Brunson together.
However you want to frame but you still got to give the credit to the guys on the court who actually did something.
No
credit.
Well, then trade Mikal Bridges and make Landry Shamet, extend him, and make him your starting small forward. Why not?
I don't want to start.
You got to get him in a minute.
Come on.
Okay.
Wait, so he's got to go
for...
How
about Dattier? Let's get Dattier and Kolek. Forget about bench because they don't need to be on the bench. These guys are so good. When they play, the plus minus is off the charts. Get them in there. Get Bridges out of here. Get Anunoby out of here. I don't know what you're going to do with Carl Anthony Towns. Nobody wants him anyway, but he's Coach Killer Cat now. But you could go with Dattier, Huck Porty, Precious Achiuwa. Boomer loves him. You love him. Let's go with these guys because they're so good. There's a reason why Tibbs didn't play him. They stink. That's the reason.
That's not true. I mean, I'm laughing at everything. I love what you're saying here, but that last part is outrageously wrong. They don't stink, dude. They're good.
DeLon Wright, Landry Shamet.
Hey, Rick Carlisle played 11 guys a couple of games. Ten guys every game.
They're good.
Well, no, they're better coached. They're put in a better position.
The Pacers players, their bench players, are better than the Knicks bench players.
They look better because it's not dribble, 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 3 seconds, shoot. Here's what jumped out to me, and I know you saw this because we watched games together, and we talked about this. So many times, Pacers lining up a wide open three. Pass, 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 bink, wide open. The Knicks, OG in the corner, you know, a Siakam right up in his grill. Knicks have nowhere to go. That is coaching. That is play calling. that is structuring offensive sets that don't look like 1989.
Yeah, I don't know how Tom Thibodeau...
past his prime.
I don't know how he's able to win 50 games in back-to-back seasons with a team that hasn't done that in almost 30 years. Get to an Eastern Conference Finals if the guy doesn't know how to coach.
Well, first of all, he's got one of the best players in the game in Jalen, so you start there. You can take Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher would have won 45 games with this team.
Come on.
He
would
have. So would Hornacek. So would Fizdale. Take that for data.
Come on. So let's get back to the thought here of who's next now. And again, many layers to the conversation with Tibbs and his firing. We'll get to all of them. We have three more hours after, you know, this first hour here. We have Rick Pitino coming up at 11, so we'll talk to him. I don't believe his name is in the mix, but we could officially rule him out once we talk to him and get that answer here. So I just look at some of the odds, the Knicks' next coach odds, which would give you, I guess, an idea of it. It doesn't mean that that's going to be the case. Before I do that, give me the report that you just said that they're going to be sitting Kidd.
I may have lost it. Hold on.
Remember,
Ime Udoka and Kidd. Let me just find it because I jumped into something else here.
Now, Udoka's currently with the Rockets, obviously, so there are some issues there. Here's the way it was told to me. The Knicks are going to take a big swing. Now, a big swing, does that mean Johnny Bryant? It does not to me.
I don't think that's a big, although okay. I think he's very much in play. I don't think that that's not a big swing.
So two things that I'm hanging on to. The person that told me big swing and that Ian Begley, and I think he said this on with Evan and Tiki yesterday.
I know he was on with them.
Said that experience was something that he believes might be a primary factor.
I would hope so.
Me too. But that would also rule out Johnny Bryant, who is...
But he was in the building as an assistant. You know, he's thought to be.
Yeah, I know.
New wave. So that I would be. I actually think Johnny Bryant's very appealing to me.
But we know nothing about him. He's never coached a game in the NBA. Big swing and experience to me would lead more toward Udoka.
Malone, which I don't think they're going to do, or Ime Udoka or Jason Kidd.
Well, right. Those are the two.
Yeah.
And remember, Jason Kidd, I think, was the runner up to when the Knicks hired Tibbs in the first place in 2020 after the interview.
Was it that cycle or was it the prior one?
No,
was
I'm pretty sure.
I know he finished second once. Well, yeah, you're probably right.
I think I read this study yesterday. I forget who had it. It might have been Ian Begley, but somebody's. Bottom line is, Kidd was out there. Kidd would qualify as both experience and big swing.
Yes.
Same with Udoka. Like those two guys, I'd be okay with. Now, as far as the odds here, and this is according to the Post. I don't know if this is from just yesterday or updated currently. Mike Malone was the odds-on favorite at plus 125.
I got some odds, too. Let me pump this up.
Doesn't seem like Malone is going to happen.
Doesn't. Really does not.
Heard some negative things about him, like he was fighting with the front office.
And he's also very similar to Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
He's just a little bit younger.
Johnny Bryant, number two.
Yep, I have the same thing.
Now, then it starts to go off the rails here. So, like those guys, Malone was plus 125, Johnny Bryant plus 400, Jay Wright was next. Jay Wright doesn't want the job. That's a fact. Like, Jay Wright, he doesn't want the job. So we can talk about it and say, oh, Villanova... I mean, at least according to my conversations, and I've heard other people reporting on it. Seth Davis reported on it, but also the people that I talked to that I trust, Jay Wright does not want the job.
I don't think he wants a job either, and that's something that Coach Pitino can help us with.
Obviously, he really knows that. Okay.
Listen, I think you're going to hear a ton of names. You're going to hear a lot of the regurgitations of
Coach
Van Gundy.
Cal.
Yeah. I don't want Coach Calipari. No way.
Well, I mean, you know,
let
the
Let him beat St. John's at the tournament. I want him nowhere near my team.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. But no, I don't think he did nothing with the Nets for three. Well, 1 year he had a good. No, I don't want John Calipari. Let's see if he can coach in the NBA. I don't want, Jeff Van Gundy 2.0.
Oh, why not?
I don't. I love him, but I just don't want it. I don't.
It's not going to happen, but that's the guy that I want.
Yeah, I think that would be the right move. Like if the Knicks were in disarray. Ray and there was discontent within the fan base. Not that he couldn't be a good coach still. I'm sure that he could. But, like, that's a move that you turn to also win the PR battle. Like, the Knicks fans are just pissed off and disenchanted or disenfranchised. And, like, hey, let's bring back a great coach from the past, Van Gundy. I'm not doing that. The one thing that I'm going to make sure that I do is mitigate risk. And that goes to your point about getting somebody who's experienced. Now, Jay Wright, I would not do that. I always thought he would flirt with the NBA. I still do. I don't think it's now. Could be wrong. I wouldn't hire Jay Wright. The other name that you're going to hear is Danny Hurley. No chance, but I'll hire Danny Hurley. I would hire Jay Wright over Danny Hurley. I just don't know how, number one, they've never coached a second in the NBA, and that's when I say mitigate risk.
Right.
At least, I know, same with Bryant, but he's been in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I don't know how somebody, and you're going to hear a lot of Danny Hurley. Trust me, local kid, great college coach, already Hall of Famer. Good dude, too. You can't be that intense and coach somebody who's making $60 million a year like it's in January. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Love to see him get on Carl Anthony Towns.
I would, too, Sal.
It's not going to happen. But.
I would, too. But to me, like, when you do that, if you don't do that, and I think that Danny's smart enough to know that he couldn't do that, well, now you're hiring somebody that's not exactly Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley's brilliance is wrapped up into, sure, his basketball genius from his pops, but his incredible intensity. And there is no way you could do that in 2025
or 2026. My list of three, and we got a break, and we'll have Coach Pitino coming up after this. You have a list of three. I'm going to go Jeff Van Gundy, JVG.
Okay.
Jason Kidd. And this is no particular order outside of Van Gundy. The next two would be no order. Jason Kidd and Udoka. Those are the only two that I'd be okay with outside of Jeff Van Gundy, my primary choice.
My three, and I don't really care about the order as much, Johnny Bryant, and I think that that's probably something that's very much in play. I would be very fine with Jason Kidd, and I'd be good with Udoka as well. I like both of those guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.